I'm Norman Corwin. One of the most exciting developments in American drama in a very long time has been the emergence and strength of young black playwrights. Among them is Ed Bullins of the new Lafayette Theater in Harlem. His play, entitled A Son Come Home, and starring George Stanford Brown, begins in a minute from now.
This is Peter Graves with information on the new look in highway markings. Something new to look for is the color reminder. Two colors, white and yellow. White lane lines will mark one-way streets and highways. Yellow center lines will mark two-way roads. And where there is a yellow center line, watch out for opposing traffic. This message is brought to you by the Highway Users Federation.
Night, Saturday, September 16th at 7, new this fall on Channel 5.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Came by three times, Michael. Took you three times to find me at home.
Is Mrs. Brown home?
What?
Shouldn't have taken you three times. I told you I'd be back by two. And you should wait.
Is Mrs. Brown in?
Oh, Mrs. Brown ain't in yet. But come back later on. She'll be around before it gets dark. Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have taken you three times, Michael. You should listen to me. Standing all that time out in the cold.
It wasn't cold, Mother.
I told you I'd be back by two, and you should wait.
Please tell Mrs. Brown that her son is in town to visit her.
Are you little Miss Brown's son? Well, bless the Lord. Mandy, did you hear that? Little Miss Brown upstairs got a son. Great big boy, and he's come to visit her.
We'll tell her, won't you?
Sure, I'll tell her. I'll tell her as soon as she gets in.
Did you get cold, Michael?
No, Mother, I walked around some sightseeing. I had phoned I was coming.
Sightseeing? This is your home, Michael. Always has been.
Just before I left New York, I phoned I was taking the bus. 2 hours by bus, that's all. That's all it takes, 2 hours.
Just imagine. Little Miss Brown's got a son who's come home.
How long have you been gone, Michael?
9 years.
You put on a lot of weight, son. You know that's not healthy.
Take it off. I'm going on a diet tomorrow. You put some on yourself, Mother.
Yes. Years do pass.
You look fine, Mother.
Thank the Lord.
Streets here are so small.
I guess it seems like that when you've spent a little time in Los Angeles. I spent 18 months there once with your aunt when she was sick. She had nobody to help her. She was so lonely. You were in the service away. You've always been away, Michael.
In Los Angeles, the boulevards, the avenues, the streets are wide. Here, they're so small and narrow. I wonder how cars get by on either side.
You know how. We lived on Derby Street for 10 years, didn't we?
Yes. That was almost an alley.
Did you see much of your aunt before you left Los Angeles?
What?
Have you found a job yet, Michael?
Your aunt, my sister.
No, not yet. Today I just walked downtown. Quite a ways. This place is plenty big, ain't it?
Don't see too much of Aunt Sophie.
She's so much alike.
Well, your bags are packed and sitting outside the door.
My bags?
You shouldn't be that way, Michael. You shouldn't get too far away from your family.
Yes, Mother, but I don't have any money. I had to walk downtown today. That's how much money I have.
You never can tell when you might need or want your family, Michael.
That's right, Mother.
You and your aunt, so much alike.
Well, goodbye, Aunt Sophie.
All that time in California and you hardly saw your aunt, my baby sister.
Sorry, Mother.
The letters I used to get from both of you, neither one would mention the other. All those years. Did you see her again?
Yes.
Michael? Michael who? Oh, Bernice's boy.
You didn't tell me about this, did you?
No, I didn't. Hello, Aunt Sophie. How are you?
I'm fine, Michael. How are you? You're looking well.
Getting on okay.
I prayed for you.
Thank you.
Thank the Lord, Michael.
Got me a job working for the city.
You did now.
And I brought you something.
What's this? Money?
For the week I stayed with you.
$50? But Michael, you didn't have to.
Are you still writing that radical stuff, Michael?
Radical?
Yeah, that stuff you used to send me in those little books.
My poetry, Mother?
That's what I'm talking about.
No.
Praise the Lord, son. Praise the Lord. It didn't seem like anything I had read in school.
Aunt Sophie? Aunt Sophie, it's me, Michael.
Michael?
Yes, Michael.
Oh, Michael. Yes?
I'm in jail, Aunt Sophie. I got arrested for civil disobedience.
You did? How awful.
When are you going to get your hair cut, Michael?
Aunt Sophie, could you please come down and sign my bail? I got the money. I just got paid yesterday. They're holding more than enough for me, but the law says someone has to sign for it.
You look almost like a hoodlum, Michael.
All you need to do is come down and sign, and I get out.
What you trying to be, a savage or something? Are you keeping out of trouble, Michael?
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael. I can't do anything like that.
All you have to do is sign, Aunt Sophie. I got the money and everything.
I'm sorry. I can stick my neck out.
But, Aunt Sophie, if I don't get back to work, I'm going to lose my job and everything. Please.
I'm sorry, Michael. I can't stick my neck out. I have to go now. Is there anyone that I can call?
No.
I could call your mother. She wouldn't mind if I reversed the charges on her, would she? I don't like to run my bills up.
No, thanks.
You and your aunt, you're so much alike.
Yes, Mother. Our birthdays are in the same month.
Earth's surface is like the skin of an apple. To disturb it is to destroy it. We've been strip mining less than 40 years, but we've left a signature on the land that centuries won't erase. Today's strip mining is a growing national problem. Some efforts have been made to restore the land to its former beauty and best natural purpose, but you can't put it back. The scars cut in the earth today won't disappear tomorrow. A strip mine is forever.
It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon on the Santa Monica Freeway. And one out of every 50 drivers is drunk. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Does that surprise you? It doesn't surprise me at all. I'm Dana Andrews, and I'm an alcoholic. I don't drink anymore, but I used to. And I know that most drunk drivers aren't coming home after a night on the town and a couple of drinks. They're heavy, serious problem drinkers. They're sick. And we have to help them, because they can't always help themselves. But they're killing people. And we have to stop them, because they can't stop themselves. Get the problem drinker off the road for his sake and yours.
Yes, that year was so hot. So hot, and I was carrying you, Michael. You were such a big baby and kicked all the time. But I was happy. I was happy that I was carrying a baby of my own. I worked as long as I could and bought you everything you might need. Diapers, and bottles, your own spoon, and even books. It was so hot in Philadelphia that year. Your Aunt Sophie, she used to come over and we'd go for walks, sometimes up on the avenue. I was living in West Philly then, in that old terrible section they call the bottom. That's where I met your father.
He loves me. I can't hurt him.
Loves you and puts you through this?
Oh, look, give me a chance. I'll talk to him. Just give me a chance.
It's just a good thing you got a family, Bernice. It's just a good thing. You know that, don't you?
I know, but just don't say anything to him right now, please.
I've only seen my father about half a dozen times that I remember, Mother. What was he like?
Down in the bottom. That's where I met your father. I was young and hinky then. Had big, pretty brown legs and slim waist. Everybody used to call me Bernie. Me and my sister, we used to go to Atlantic City and work on the black part of the beach at Atlantic and Boardwalk, getting blacker. Having the time of our lives. Your father probably still lives down in the bottom, perched over some bar, getting drunk to the world. I can see him now. He had big, strong, white teeth then. Not the way they turned later when he started drinking that wine and wouldn't stop. He was so nice then.
Oh, listen, Samira. I got my problems, too.
Oh, come on, Andy. I'm 6 months gone and you ain't done nothing.
What can I do?
What do you mean, what can you do? You know what you can do. You mean marry you?
Oh, listen, sweetheart.
Look, what about our baby?
Your baby.
Look, it took more than me to get him.
Look, I gotta go to work now, kid. I'll see you later.
Okay, Andy. That's what I want to talk to you about. I need some money.
Money? Something wrong with your head, woman? Got any money?
I can't work much longer. You gotta give me some money. You just got it.
Woman, all I gotta ever do is die and go to hell.
Well, you're gonna do that for sure, Andy. You know you are. You know that, don't you? You know that?
Yes, you are. Praise the Lord. We all are. All of us. Even though he ain't come yet to make us pay. Maybe he wants us to go together. So I will be a witness to the retribution that is handed down. A witness to all that he may bestow upon your sinner's head. A witness. A witness, Andy. That's what I am. Do you hear me? A witness.
What's wrong? What's the matter?
Praise the Lord, that I'm not blinded to the fulfillment of the
Mother!
What's wrong, Michael?
You're shouting and walking around.
Oh, son, I'm just feeling the power of the Lord.
Well, is there anything I can get you?
No. Nothing at all.
Where is the kitchen? I'll get you some coffee. The way you like it. I bet I still remember how to fix it.
I don't drink anything like that no more, Michael.
No?
No.
Not since I joined in the service of the Lord.
Do you mind if I make myself a cup?
I don't have a kitchen. All my food is prepared for me.
I thought I was going to have dinner with you.
Well, there's nothing like that around here.
Well, could I take you to a restaurant? Remember how we used to go out all the time and eat? Well, I haven't lost my habit for liking to eat out. Remember how we used to come to this part of town and go out to restaurants? Then they used to call it home cooking. Now, at least where I've been, out west and up in Harlem, they call it soul food. I bet you we could find a nice little restaurant not more than 4 blocks away, Mother. Remember that old man's place on a 19th and South? I bet you he's dead now, but if we...
I don't eat out no more, Michael.
No.
Sometimes I take a piece of holy bread to work, or a piece of fruit. As long as it's been blessed by my spiritual mother.
I see.
Besides, it's time for prayer meeting.
On Friday?
Every night. Better be going.
Oh.
You're looking well.
Thank you.
But you look tired.
Do I?
Those circles under your eyes. Your father had them.
Did he?
Cowlicks down both sides of his head.
Yes, I remember.
Take your nasty hands off him, Andy.
Oh, come on, Bernie. I haven't seen him since he was in the crib.
And you wouldn't have either if I had anything to do with it. Why did I get on this trolley?
Oh, come on, Bernie. Don't be so stuck up.
Don't talk to us and stop reaching for him.
Oh, come on, Bernie. Let me look at him.
Look, leave us alone.
Hey, big boy, you know who I am?
Stop it. Stop it. Don't pay any attention to him, Mikey.
Hey, big boy, you know who I am? I'm
your
daddy.
Shut up. Shut up, Andy. You're nothing to us.
Where you living at, Bernie? Let me come on by and see the little guy, huh?
You ain't ever gonna come by. Not ever, you hear?
But I'm his father. Look, Bernie, I know I've been foolish the way I've acted.
He ain't got no father.
Oh, come off that nonsense, woman.
Mikey ain't got no father. His father's dead.
Dead?
Yes, dead. My son's father is dead.
What you talking about? He's a spitting image of me.
Go away. Leave us alone. Come on, Andrew.
See there? He's got the same name as me. His first name is Michael after your father, and Andrew after me.
No, that's not true.
Michael Andrew.
Look, you never gave him nothing. You never gave him no name. His name is Brown. Brown, the same as mine, my sister's, and my daddy. You never gave him nothing. So why don't you just go away? You're dead. Go away and get buried.
You're no trouble I'm in. I got a wife down there, Bernie. I don't care about it. What could I do?
We're leaving. We are leaving. And don't you dare follow us, Andy. You hear?
Well, bring him around on my job. You know where I work. That's right. Bring him around on payday.
We don't need nothing from you. I'm working. So leave us alone.
That's the way it goes, I guess. Ship's passing on the trolley car. Hey, I do not know you from around 40th and Market.
The film that reaches a new milestone of dramatic daring. The film that every critic says is a giant among motion pictures.
Head Harper speaking. I'm talking from the bedroom of Norma Desmond. Don't bother with a rewrite, man. Take this direct. Ready? as day breaks over the murder house.
Yes, you'll read the big black headlines about Norma Desmond and this Hollywood scandal. But you'll never read the true story about the rest of us who were part of it. The little ones that you never hear of, like Betty and me. The great ones like Cecil B. DeMille. All those who knew Norma Desmond, a strange woman who left her mark on all of us who crossed her path.
What you're trying to say is you don't want me to love you. Say it. Say it.
Sunset Boulevard on the KPIX Thursday night movie at 9 on 5.
Yes. I remember Dad. He always had liquor in his breath.
Yes, he did. I'm glad that stuff ain't got me no more. Praise the Lord. You want to pour me another drink, Michael?
You drink too much, Mother.
Not as much as some other people I know.
Well, me and the guys just get short snorts, Mother, but you really hide the port.
Talking to your mother. Getting to look more like your father every day.
Is that why you like me so much?
Hush up, boy, and give me a drink.
There's enough here for me, too.
It's okay when Will comes. He'll bring something.
How is Will, Mother?
I don't know. I haven't seen Will in years.
Mother?
Yes, Michael?
Why you and Will never got married? You stayed together over 10 years.
Don't ask questions like that, Michael.
But why not?
Because it's none of your business.
But you could be married now, not alone in this room.
Will had a wife and child in Chester, and you know that.
He could have gotten a divorce. Why?
Didn't. Just didn't.
You ever hear from him?
Last I heard, Will had cancer.
He did?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me? You could have written.
Why?
So I could have known.
So you could have known. Why?
Will was like a father to me, the only one I've really known.
A father? And you chased him away as soon as you got big enough.
Don't say that, Mother.
You made me choose between you and Will.
Mother.
The quarrels you used to have, the mean tricks you used to play, and the lies you used to tell on him. Now, he wasn't much. And when I thought I had a sense of humor, I used to call him just plain Will. But we was his family!
Mother, listen.
And when you drove him away, he didn't lift a hand to stop you.
Listen, Mother.
And when you got big enough, you did everything in your power to get me and Will separated.
Listen!
All right, Michael, I'm listening.
Nothing. Your tambourine?
Yes.
You played?
Yes.
Well?
Everything I do in the service of the Lord, I do as well as he allows.
You played at your meetings?
Yes. We celebrate the life he bestows upon us.
Must be where I get it from.
Did you say something, Michael?
Yes, my musical ability.
Have you begun to take your piano lessons again?
Oh, I was never any good at that.
3 teachers, and you never got past the 10th lesson.
You have a good memory, Mother.
Sometimes, son, sometimes.
I play an electric guitar in a combo.
You do? It's nice.
That's why we're in New York. Got a good break and came east.
That's nice, Michael.
was thinking that on Sunday I could rent a car and come down and get you and drive up so you could see our show. You'd be back in plenty of time to get rest for work Monday.
Oh, sorry, I can't do that.
But you like it, Mother. We could have dinner up in Harlem and then...
I don't do anything like that anymore, Michael.
And you wouldn't come to see me even if I was appearing here in Philly?
No, I wouldn't. I'm past all that.
I see.
Praise the Lord.
But it's my life, Mother!
Good. Then you have something to live for. You're a growing man now, Michael. And I can't live it for you anymore. You'll have to do the best with what you have.
Yes, I will.
Mr. Brown! Mr. Brown!
Oh, must be Sister Helen.
Sister Brown, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Mother Ellen, just fine.
We don't want to keep the others waiting and meeting, do we?
No, we don't.
Hello, son.
Hello.
Mother? Mother?
Yes, Sister Brown, what is it?
Mother, this is...
Hello, I'm Michael. How are you?
Mother, this is Michael, my son.
Why, hello, Michael. I've heard so much about you from your mother. She prays for you daily.
Good.
Well, I have to be off to see about the others.
Yes, Mother Ellen.
I have to tell everyone that you won't be keeping us waiting, Bernice.
No.
Guess I better be going, Mother.
Yes.
All right.
Please do.
I will.
You're looking well. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. You do too, Mother.
You're so much like your aunt. You will give her my best, won't you?
Yes, I will, Mother.
Son, take care of yourself.
Yes, Mother, I will.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn through the day. Lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord.